Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Our phone number, this is different from any contest line. Right. This is where you can make comments, you can call and talk to Nicole if she's in the mood. Oh my God!
She has her DeJesus sweatshirt on.
You have a DeJesus sweatshirt on.
I do.
Have you had that on this whole time?
Yeah, my hair was covering it. My entire family.
That's
has one.
What happened. Wait, DeJesus U?
DeJesus University. It's an elite school.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where is it?
Okay.
In your mind.
I couldn't think.
So you guys made it up. You just got DeJesus U.
I don't know what it was. One Christmas, my dad's sister got my sisters and my parents all of these sweatshirts.
I love it.
So
it's so cute. Put a picture of that up on Instagram. Do it.
Okay.
Now.
Should
this
do
be
it right now.
Okay.
Just take, well, we're recording this. Can you put a screenshot up of her in her natural habitat in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Can you pose like that again? Smile.
Wait, move your hair out of the DeJesus.
Okay. Oh, God. Hold on. All right. Ready? Smile. Okay.
Great. Perfect. That'll be our post on Instagram today.
Perfect.
We're all part of it, by the way.
Oh, great. Oh, you can just narrow in on her.
Come on. Let's do that one more time.
All right, everybody.
Vinny dives under the desk.
I think that should be the clip of the day.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Great. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. That is how you get in touch. You text us something and then we try to read them on the air as much as we can anyway. This one seems to be from a conversation long ago.
Oh.
Northern lights are better in person, S&V. I live in Alaska, and they are green and or purple. Love you
fantastic.
Guys.
Fantastic. Yeah. They were white from where I was sitting.
Obviously a podcast listener.
Oh, yes, they must be. Right.
Right.
And now if you listen to our podcast on the regular, you need your Odyssey.
Oh,
I was going to say Audacity.
That's right.
Our Odyssey app, which used to be the radio.com app. It may have already updated on your handheld into Odyssey, but that's the new name of our company, the new name of all the things that used to be other things. Now they're Odyssey.
I contributed a theme song, but it seems I should dig deeper.
Oh, no.
Try harder.
I think that they'll love that so much that they'll buy the rights. Yes.
Okay, good.
Let me go and pull that real quick.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Hi, I live in Arizona and received my second shot last week. I was very sick for 3 days afterwards and have a new appreciation for those who suffered. It wasn't good, but I am fine. I'm 59 and I'm in good shape. No outstanding issues. Grateful for the vaccine. Can only imagine how I would have responded to the real virus. Yeah, that's the trip because everybody's got a different reaction to the vaccine and the same is true for the actual
disease. Right?
Hey, Bryn, I already pulled it for you. It's in the drive.
You're the best.
Oh, great. So we're going to get to hear Vinny's theme song for our new, and by the way, Odyssey is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey with like audio, audacious, and a journey or an odyssey. All in one. Odyssey.
I listen to the Sarah and Vinny using radio app on my phone. Do I have to delete this and download the Odyssey app instead?
No.
Or can I just leave it as is?
It should update and change itself into...
Text in saying that the radio.com app actually just switched to Odyssey when we were on break.
Oh.
This past
my
break.
Mom, it's so a mom. Can you check
it's
yours?
It's going to happen. It's coming some listeners are texting and saying when it does, so it's been happening throughout the morning.
Okay,
our company
good.
Name so change is entire, like the whole thing is happening today. So I think they're even changing the ticker symbol on the stock exchange.
Yeah, yes, I did hear that, right.
And I looked that up already, and it didn't come up as a changed, but definitely I looked up radio.com on my computer, and it's odyssey.com. Mm-hmm. So it's happening today.
Yes.
However, the
so
rollout.
Don't be afraid when you notice that you have a new app and your other old app is gone. It's the new
That's
app,
us.
Odyssey. It's right. in a little orange A symbol.
White woman here says 925. Fired because it wasn't a good job match after almost 2 years of employment with good reviews. California is an at-will state. Read between the lines. Boss didn't like me. I've been super successful every other company I've worked for.
Huh.
Yeah, my agents told me some weird stuff about some things they try to get you to sign. And he's like, this state, you can go to work. You don't have to work. And I'm just like, you know what? Just leave me out of that. Yeah. I don't want to know. I'm going to just
Let's
keep doing a good job.
Not worry about it. Right.
I don't want no trouble.
No trouble. Zero
But there
trouble.
Are, there's definitely.
There are clauses that apparently are unenforceable.
Bryn. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding. Right.
Odyssey.
No.
A-C-Y-R-A-D-I-O.
There it is.
I thought you sang it with the.
I did.
Didn't you sing it?
Do you have that one too, Nicole? Or?
No, I didn't pull that one.
Oh, Nicole, we want the good
I'll just continue
one.
Continue to play this one.
Yeah, I want to hear the other one, the first one that you played.
This one?
Yeah.
A-C-Y-R-A-D-I-O.
I thought we agreed on that one, so that's
yeah.
why.
I thought we heard Bryn do it, and we really figured out he just nailed it.
I like your version.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I can picture you with your eyes closed. And
hey, Bryn, play the Ariana Grande song so Sarah can sing with it.
No, I'm not doing it. You can't trick
what
me into
it. What are you talking about?
I won't do it.
510 says, I don't care how grubby John Mayer dresses. I'd still climb him like a tree.
Just sit at the top.
Oh, here's another one about the about California. 707 says, California is an at-will employment state. You can fire anyone for anything. You just have to pay their unemployment. Love you guys.
Oh, well. Love you too.
One of the reasons I work out is so I can put on my pants and chonies while balancing on one foot without falling over. It's the little things.
It is the little things. You know, it feels good to be able to tie a shoe on your foot with just standing on one foot. I like that. When I start falling over when I'm doing that, then I'll be like, well, I guess it's time to work out. Till then.
Oh, really?
Well,
boys,
this time of year,
hold what? Mommy up. I'm going to put my shoe on.
Right. And I'm not going to exercise until you can't do that anymore.
Right.
Mom, you weigh a ton. God. You know, I have things to do.
OMFG. Sarah, did you sing Love Blinks? I'm dying over here.
I don't know what I sang. I don't know. It's awful. Love hurts, love scars. I thought it was Love Bleeds, but that I think I might do that later in the song.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds.
Love wounds. Love Wounds and what's? Mars and Mars. Oh, I'm going to look it up.
And Bonds. Doesn't great. He say Bonds?
Let me find out. Love.
Mars.
Hurts lyrics. It mars Boy. You. Like it okay. rhymes with scars. Marks. Love oh. hurts, love scars, love wounds and marks. Any heart not tough enough or strong enough to take a lot of pain. To take a lot of pain. Love is like a cloud, hold a lot of rain. Love hurts. Everyone? Ooh. No? Okay.
No.
Just me.
Yeah, just you.
Love hurts. So good.
Apparently Nike, they say a lot of people customize and sell Nike shoes. Apparently this is big on Etsy.
Is that so?
Like someone takes the shoe, changes it, customizes it, and sells it on their Etsy site.
Oh. I guess maybe because they're not doing 666 pairs of them and saying, by the way, we just collaborated with Nike. And Nike's like, what now?
Yeah, and getting a celebrity endorser as well. I mean, that's
right.
They really went official with that.
You're sure. Nike's all, no. Nope.
408 says, has Nicole listened to Joe Rogan's recent interview with Demi Lovato?
No, I haven't.
On his podcast?
I guess so. I watched her CBS.
It's probably 3 hours long, and they probably get stoned together.
I saw her Sunday morning CBS interview.
How'd she do?
Did she seem okay? Yeah, that's when she talked about being California sober.
Oh, it wasn't on the thing, I see.
I'm rooting for her. She's super talented. I hope that whatever she's up to, she can pull it off. Because it sounds like she's already had enough knocks. What did she, had a seizure and lost her vision?
A heart attack, she can't, right?
Heart attack, yeah.
And it's like a stroke and everything else, right?
There's an example.
5 minutes from death.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take?
Apparently it takes more than that if she's still California sober.
That's how hard it is, everybody.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, people are writing in radio.com. Change the name to Odyssey. Yeah. Yep. We've been saying that all morning.
AUDACYRADIO.
Come on. That is incredible. Great job, Bryn.
I forgot about that one.
That was a good one. Almost as good as Vinny's.
Odyssey. Did Sarah watch last weekend's SNL? I didn't think the skit with Martin Short. Wait, I didn't think the Martin Short skit was crunchy. I hope it wasn't. I wasn't trying to make a point that I think he's a dirty bird. I just was watching it and going, I have become incredibly sensitive to how people should be dealt with. I don't know. I mean, I know he was playing her husband. But I saw his hand, like, touch her under boob, and
he was very handsy. It almost looked like the point of the skit was that she was a little uncomfortable, even with the amount of, because he was playing her husband. Even just the short clip I saw of it, it looked like it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, though. I didn't watch the whole show, so.
I didn't actually get to it yesterday.
I love Martin Short, so I hope I'm not on the wrong side of history here.
It's hard to tell when you're these days. Wait, hold on.
Is Sarah serious about the spreadsheet vacation guy? That is more like friendship, more than a relationship.
Sarah?
Why? Why is it more like that? You know, the guy's on a budget, and they're going to go on a trip together, and their boyfriend, girlfriend, and he says, it is weird. Yeah, I can see where you'd be like, oh, this is weird. I've never gotten an invoice from a boyfriend before. But he's showing her who he is. That's all. She now has the choice to continue with
punt.
Him.
You don't want to hang punt.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
We're just really in a time where consent is important, and it's very important if he expects her to pay that he does it up front.
Right.
I don't see the problem. I can see where someone would say, you're taking the romance and all of the pleasure out of this thing for me. And if that's the case, I get it. But on the other hand,
with you.
Here's a guy who's saying to himself, I don't want to be on the wrong side of this lady. Ever.
And I don't have $300 to spend, so right. I'm going to show her why we're splitting this.
Mm-hmm. He should pay for the whole weekend, says 707.
Why?
Most men of my generation would. Yeah, so would I. But yeah. I also told you that I didn't date for a long time because I could barely afford Chips Ahoy cookies, much less a dinner out. So, you know, he's not alone. He's trying to be with somebody. I think there's some thing to that.
And look, if you can afford to pay for everything, then by all means, if that's what you think is traditional and that's acceptable, and I agree, it is traditional. But these are the days when the traditions are getting, you can be
changed.
Someone else. Yeah, it says you don't have to adhere to that just because it's a tradition if that doesn't work for you. Like, look at you, Vin, you didn't date all that time, you know? You could have been doing brandy left and right, but no, you decided that wasn't what was going to happen.
Okay. Right. Way to name call.
Well, you're Brandy, right? Isn't that who you finally, you know, once you had a little money saved up, you got with Brandy?
Do I
have this wrong?
You're a fine girl.
I never told you any of that.
Such a fine girl.
Oh, yeah.
Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
Brandy.
Okay.
.707 says, what is she complaining about? She said she would have given the guy $200 for her share. The right. spreadsheet shows she owed less. She saved money.
Yeah, I don't really know what her beef is.
Everybody's got a different idea how they want to be courted and how they want to be treated. And if for him to err on the side of caution and respect, it seems super sucky that somehow now he's, you know, the dork who made a spreadsheet. Get it. I just think that, you know, he's trying to do the right thing by this chick. He doesn't want to be called out as a Me Too guy, you know?
Well, also, he clearly, as an accountant, he's a frugal dude, and he's counting up what the weekend is going to cost and assumes that they're going to split it because it's a modern day and she seems like a modern girl.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't mind either.
So this is where my dollars are going. Cool.
Right. And I've fully...
Thank you for putting in the work.
Yes.
I didn't.
Thank you for putting in the work. Exactly. You'll be a fine money manager once I have you locked down.
You know what? And I think that's a great opportunity to express to someone, you know what? I actually appreciate you showing me a little advance respect. And for the record, I would like a request before you honk my booby. Yeah.
There you go.
There we are kissing. It doesn't necessarily mean you can just go honk, honk. I'd like you to ask me.
How about those cans, huh?
How
about them? And I also say it's an opportunity for you to go, well, this is extremely thorough. In the future, you can just give me the number. I'm happy to pay my half.
I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Hi, can I honk your booby?
I know you just gave me permission for that 5 minutes ago, but I was thinking I might honk it again.
We're making out, but I just want to ask.
Would it be all right if consent? Before I slide my hand up there, I want to make sure.
Right. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
In between each kiss would be great, too.
Wait, another ask for, may I?
I'm going to move my hand 1 inch north. How's that going to be for you? Is that okay? Do I have your consent?
I'm going to move counterclockwise, if that's okay with you. And then at some
point... Sorry, that's not going to work.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
Okay, so you're a clockwise girl.
Clockwise. Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad we talked about this.
Yeah, well, I'm referencing the girl in this imaginary scenario.
Oh.
Who's yelling?
What? Who's yelling?
I heard that too.
Bryn?
I think it's at Bryn's house.
Yeah, and Anita's like, Cameron? I'm like,
Cameron!
My 6-year old just said that robot noise was amazing.
Oh, play that again. Play that again. That was amazing.
Where did I put it?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of your files over there, Mr. Musical Mastermind.
Oh, man. I don't know where it is.
You're like Vinny looking for a news story. Come on. Let's find
How
that
How dare
thing.
You?
That's
tough.
There it is.
AUDACYREDIO.
Whoa.
Unbelievable. So then, send that to Bala Kinwood immediately.
That was live.
Put a bow on it, would you? All right, we're out of time. Have a good one, everyone.
From Vinny.
Not from me, from you.
No, you're getting the blame for that.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, a proud radio station in the Odyssey world. Our new company, our parent company, and the radio.com app. Everything is now Odyssey. AUDACY. Odyssey.
AUD.
Can we have the AC one?
Do you want me to go some more?
Oh, you're actually live
doing this.
Oh, look
at you. Yeah, do the whole thing.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
AUDACYREDIO with the Sarah and Vinny Show.
Oh, my God. From now on. There is no other sound allowed from you.
I only get to talk like this.
Yes. That will be from forevermore.
That's no fun.
No, yeah.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, my God. I have a couple texts.
All right. Here we go.
This one from V-Hale. Yeah, dating blows. I'm thinking of just getting a dog and calling it a day.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
V, don't do it. You might want to step away from the bar once a week, but other than that,
Or head to Safeway for a jar of peanut butter. I mean, and a dog. What?
You're on the right. What?
You
Did
heard
you
me.
Just say.
And then the other one
oh
is.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember
you
earlier?
What?
It's like, you don't want a dog without a jar of peanut butter. Come on. It's funny watching them eat peanut butter. So.
What are you talking about, Sarah?
Nothing.
What is she?
I don't even have a dog. What do I know about it?
Okay. Everybody point at Sarah for this one.
Put your damn auto-tune back on. Sarah. God, I don't want to talk.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry, V. That was...
She knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she does, and so do I, and it's disgusting.
Is it? So anyway, it is. For the record, it is. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
You brought it up!
I like crunchy peanut butter, too, by the way. Anyway.
Oh, no.
And then Janie texted in, too. She said, we were talking about the haircuts. Remember, remember your friend got a perm and there were all the different cuts. And it was a story about beards, but we went off on hair for a while. And she said she wanted the Dorothy Hamill. Remember that wedge that all the girls had?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She didn't
elementary school.
Yeah, she didn't say she got it, but she says she wanted it.
What's funny is she'll post occasionally. This is Jane now we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She'll post old pictures and then just cap on her fashion. Like, I cannot believe I left the house in that shirt or, you know,
right.
Brown tights. Who wears those? You know, ba-dum-bum. And it's always fun to see Jane's evolution from colored clothes to
black and
black
white.
Only.
Yeah.
Ever.
And red lipstick, blood right. red. Yeah, she's got a look going on for sure. Yep.
Anyway, yep. V, please don't.
Jane.
Please don't.
She's super goth-like.
My partner here it's been a long morning, and she's lost her mind.
Oh, what's wrong with your wife? What's going on?
I'm talking about you and the peanut butter suggestion.
We
that
were
is
done
talking.
Vinny, we were done talking about peanut butter. You don't have to worry about that. Don't you worry. You already have a dog. You're all set.
Oh.
I'm just trying to tell V. Hale what
Where
the deal
going
is.
With this?
Wherever
go
you
surfing.
Guys want to go, I don't
I hope
know.
You guys have a nice day.
All right. The too, Secret Ben. Show coming Thanks. Back soon.
Oh,
all right. See you tomorrow.
Nice tease.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.